Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Michelle with the day off. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick here with you. Let's go to the campus of MTSU, Middle Tennessee State University, and say hello to Chris Massaro, their athletic director. Chris, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
We're fantastic. I know yesterday was a big day on your campus because you had the groundbreaking of the athletic department's new Student Athlete Performance Center, which is just outside of the Floyd Stadium. This is something I know that's been a long time coming, a huge investment, but finally shovels are in the ground, and I know you have to be excited.
We're very excited about it, Chase. It's going to be a game changer for our university, our athletic department, our football program, you know, and so it's just it's a statement that, you know, athletics is important here, and so all of our current student athletes and our future student athletes can see that, and it's a tangible sign.
Yeah, and it's going to be a three-story building, as you mentioned, the new home of Blue Raider football, and have different facilities to support all athletes, new athletic training center, weightlifting, nutrition area. I mean, like you said, you used the word game changer. That's exactly what this is, as college athletics continues to evolve. I know this is going to help draw even more and more student athletes to MTSU.
It is, and kind of in our modern-day world, you know, comparisons are easier. We've been that way for a while now. That, you know, you used to be a little bit bound by geography. And now with kind of some of the loosening of the rules with the transfer portal and the NIL, it's important to the student-athlete experience. Facilities are even more important as they're making these decisions. And it's easy to compare. So if you don't have one, you're kind of behind the eight ball, and so we've got all that in mind through the design process, and so we've got a lot of the little things that people that are attractive to those 18-year-olds that you're recruiting, but also help develop your players while they're here, and the efficiencies we'll have in this building are going to be great, and so. It's twofold for recruiting and player development, and it's going to be a really significant tool for us in both.
Chris Massaro is with us. Chris, I have a dream. that line's been taken, I think.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I see what's happening right now, and there's so many kids that are so caught up in, you know, can I make a little extra money? Where can I play? Maybe I should change and go somewhere else so I can play. Or maybe I can move up. Or maybe I should move down. All of the things. And I want to just kind of wave my hand and say, slow down a little bit. It's not all about these things. If you just find a home and stick with it, many times that's going to be the right path. And I hope my dream is that more and more kids over time will realize this and will get back to some stability. But that's what I think about when I think about this facility, where maybe this is, you create an environment that kids just like to be in. And maybe if they're not playing as much as they wanted to or putting up the numbers they want, they'll stick it out a little bit more or be more apt to do that.
Yeah, and I think, Willie, you hit on the thing that we preach every day here, and it's really all about your culture. You know, and you guys have been around our football program long enough that you know our internal culture with Coach Stock and his relationship with the players is off the charts. And we've been able to do that while they lift weights in one building and the coach's office are in another building and their team meeting rooms are in another building, you know, and there's no place for them to gather and socialize and those kind of things in their locker rooms in another area. So what we're able to do is put all those elements together, and so these players can come, socialize, work, play, all those kind of things together in one environment with the coaches on the second floor and those kind of things, because that's the key to sustainability in this, is you better have a good team culture, or people will bleed out. They'll leave and they'll seek that. And ultimately, that's what we have to sell. I mean, the other stuff is great if you can pick up some extra money here and there and those kind of things. But with all of our coaches, we have to build culture, and we have to do that yearly. In the old days, you used to rely on, you know, your juniors and seniors to kind of carry it forward for you. Well, you know, we need to pay more attention than that and to have that developed and make that sacred. And this building will really help us achieve that goal.
Tell us how your basketball program has come along here. It's really been interesting to watch them sort of build back up after a little bit of a lull here, but on pretty solid footing, having a nice season so far.
Yeah, and you were very kind. It was more than a little bit of a lull. I mean, it was a couple years where, and 2 years ago we won 5 games. And I will say Nick McDevitt never changed, never wavered, all those kind of things, because he had a vision, and he knew the style of play he wanted to play. And so last year we saw that. This year, you know, we're right in there. We're third or fourth in our league, and we've got a good basketball team that can beat you multiple ways. And he's done that with culture. And I hate to keep coming back to it, Willie. We're the only team that didn't add a transfer or lose a player last year. We're one of, like, I think, 3 teams in Division I basketball that had that. And the fact that all those players wanted to come back tells me a lot. And we're seeing some of that fruits this year of this. We think we can make a nice run in February. And, man, let's go win the CUSA basketball tournament and go back to the NCAAs, because this team can play it. They're long and lean and press and trap all over the court and get their hands on a lot of deflections. And so we can cause problems for people that play us, that's for sure. But I give all credit to the coach in terms of staying on path, staying on plan, and having that vision.
We're talking to Chris Massaro, MTSU athletic director. And back to the athletic facility that you broke ground on yesterday, how much research did you do of going to other campuses and kind of seeing what they have? And, you know, obviously doing that due diligence before you ultimately decided on what you all were going to do.
You know, it was probably about 6 or 7 years worth, you know, and because it's always in the back of your mind, what's the next facility? So whenever you go visit, you know, whether you're traveling with the team, and my family will tell you guys that if we're driving in the car, and I always want to pull over to a college campus and see what their athletic facilities look like and those kind of things, because I enjoy that. And so there's a ton of that. And then obviously you can look on the internet and see what people have. And then the other tool really that was great for us is our design team at HOK and GNC have done a lot of these tight buildings, these performance centers at other universities. So kind of, well, this is what K-State incorporated and, you know, and on their third floor. And this is what Alabama found out that really worked well for them. So we were able to also rely on the expertise of our designers. So what I hope we've got is this little piece of what works well for everybody else, and then you try to put your own MTSU spin on it and make it unique to our campus and our football program as well. So there was a lot of thought in the design and the way players and student-athletes move back and forth from weight room to training room to locker rooms, the meeting rooms, and all those kind of things that are involved.
Well, Chris, as you know, Chase McCabe is now known as the suit. He's our leader, program director, jack of all trades here, and a proud Middle Tennessee alumni. Will there be a Chase McCabe wing in this new facility, or is he just not given enough money to the program yet?
Well, then that's part B. Now, to be fair, we haven't asked him yet because, you know, but we are well aware, I mean, that, you know, of being a big shot there, I mean, that there's some income and there's some wealth that we need to tap into.
Yes, it's a new resource. Yes.
Yeah, we can work on that for sure. You know, Coach Doc and I, you know, we're buddies. We kind of started there around the same time. So I think it makes sense. You know, we could definitely do something. But, Chris, congratulations. I know it's going to be awesome, and you have to be proud. But appreciate you coming on today to talk about it, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We can't wait for the fall of 24 when we can cut the ribbon.
Absolutely, and we'll be there for that. He's Chris Massaro, the athletic director at MTSU, joining us here on the show. Appreciate that today as they've broken ground on their new student athlete performance center that's going to be just outside Floyd Stadium. Coming up next, I know Willie's excited about this. We're going to talk a little hoops. We'll mix some hoops in.
Let's go.
Because it's right in the thick of it in hoop season. We'll do that next here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.